Governor Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Mary Burke have traded shots all year over job numbers, but University of Michigan labor economist Don Grimes thinks there's another reason people are dissatisfied with the economy.
You know, they may be happy that some of their neighbors who were unemployed got reemployed, but from their personal perspective, things aren't any better than they were in 2009. And in many cases, they're actually worse.
Grimes is talking about median income, adjusted for the cost of living, taken from the American Community Survey produced by the Census Bureau. Grimes says that measure shows that since the bottom of the recession in 2009, there has been no wage growth for the typical worker in Wisconsin or the nation. In Wisconsin, median incomes have dropped faster than the rest of the U.S. for workers with college degrees or some college. Grimes says the one group that saw a slight increase in Wisconsin was workers who did not graduate high school.
Although you have to keep in mind that this data includes all of your hours worked. So what's probably happened for a lot of these people who did not complete high school is they're actually working more hours.
Compared to 2006, the last full year before the recession, the drop in median income is even more pronounced, no matter what a worker's education. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.